Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Sometimes Gen Z kids think too much of themselves, and today we have a story of a cringy kid who is convinced he is a quote-unquote Riz God, and spoiler, he has negative game. Put your cringe goggles on and let's just jump right into it. So we're going to call the subscriber who submitted this story Andrew. So anyways, there was a kid in Andrew's class who one day sat down at Andrew's table with his friends, and Andrew didn't know this kid that well, and we're just going to call him the Gen Z kid or the cringy kid. We're going to call him the Riz God, but I'm going to call him that ironically, because the kid sits down, and he basically is like, you know, like, what's good, boys? Like, what's up? And, like, Andrew doesn't really know this kid, and, you know, Andrew's friend doesn't really know this kid, so they kind of look at him, they're like, what's good, dude? He's like, boys, I don't think you understand, but I've been spending the last couple months studying the art of being a Riz God. You don't understand. I can pick up, like, any woman ever. I'm willing to bet the whole farm on it, bro. And obviously, Andrew kind of looks at his friends, because, like, no disrespect, but, like, this kid definitely did not appear to be, someone who could legitimately pick up anyone. And that's not just necessarily an appearance jab. I mean, he wasn't freaking DiCaprio or anything like that, but he also just, like, the way he held himself, the way he dressed, the aromas coming from him, like, huge combination of stuff that just really didn't imply him to be a quote-unquote Riz God as he was self-proclaiming to be. So Andrew and his friends were seeing a pretty good betting opportunity, and they're like, all right, they're like, okay, man, like, sure, we'll take the bet. And the kid is like, you guys show just messed up right there, because you're about to lose some money. I'm a Riz God. And they're like, okay, dude, like, sure. What's the terms and conditions of the bet? They say, and the kid's like, I will bet you guys $20 that by the end of the week, I will be able to go on a date with anyone that you choose. So first of all, Andrew and his friends were like, okay. Because remember, this was 8th grade. $20 is a pretty huge deal. And like, $20 is $20. Don't get me wrong. But I know, especially, like, when I was a kid and there's, like, literally no way for me to make money. Even, like, a dollar, I was like, dang, dude, I don't know if I can spend a dollar on that. So anyways, they were pretty down because they were like 95% sure that they're going to win this bet. So they said, okay, sure, dude. Yeah, we'll bet that. And you have to ask out, and they're looking around the lunchroom, right? And they look over at the popular girls table, and there's like the pretty popular, like they're all pretty, they're all popular, whatever, but like the prettiest, most popular girl in their grade, we're going to call her Caroline. They say, you have to ask out Caroline. And they kind of looked at the kid thinking that he would kind of have either a little bit of a nervous or a shocked expression on his face because this was definitely quite an ask. But he looked at them with pure confidence, laughed, and was like, hey, you guys really think that's going to stop me? You don't understand because I am actually a whiz god. Fine, we'll make the bet then. So basically what they agreed was that they found some like random guy we're going to call Ben that they were both like friendly with. And they were both going to give Ben $20, give Ben $20 each and basically say, hey, these are the rules of like the game or whatever. This is like the bet we're making just to make sure that the kid doesn't like not pull her, which he definitely won't. And then it's like, guys, I'm not giving you the $20 or something like that because like, I don't know, this kid might do that. So basically Ben was like the guy in between making sure that the money was collected and given out to the right person. So anyways, the Riz God himself explains that he has a guaranteed 3-step process that will have 100% success. And he sits down at the lunch table and he explains it to Andrew and his friends. He says, there's 3 steps to asking out a girl. Number one, you must show her your strength. You must show her that you are strong and powerful so that she knows that you can protect her from the wolves. And Andrew's like, okay. Number two, step two, you must show off your wealth. You must show that you have a lot of money so that you can support her and you can buy whatever miniature dog she wants to buy. And Andrew's like, okay, bro. He's like, step three, and also the final step, you need to show that you are an alpha Riz God. And to do that, you must show your dominance when asking her out. Andrew's like, okay. Lol. Basically, the more this kid spoke, the more Andrew and his friends realized that they just secured the most guaranteed $20 of their entire life. Like, sure, maybe you work a job and someone says they're going to give you $20, but you're actually more likely to get $20 betting that this kid is not going to be able to pick up any girl ever than getting $20 in a legally binding contract from your employer. It is just that guaranteed at this point. So Andrew and his friends are like, okay, man, well, you got a week to do it, so yeah. So anyways, the kid decides to execute stage one. So the next day, which is show off his strength, right? So the next day, Andrew is like, happens to see this. He's walking with his friends, and he sees that Caroline is at the end of the hallway talking with her friends by their locker. He also sees that the Riz God himself, the kid, right, is walking with his backpack, but he's walking kind of weird. So that's when he takes out his backpack and he dumps his backpack out, right? And there's only one thing in his backpack. The one thing in his backpack is a 2.5-pound dumbbell. So I don't know the conversion for the metric folks that watch this, right? But 2.5 pounds is probably the lowest the lightest possible dumbbell that you can find. So just think of on your rack, the lightest possible dumbbell. Like it might be even so light that some gyms don't even carry them, right? So that falls out of the kid's bag and the kid makes a big scene saying, oh no, this really heavy weight just fell out of my backpack. It would be really crazy if I had enough strength to pick it up. And because he was yelling so loud, yeah, Caroline and her friends looked over because they were like, what's this dweeb yelling about, bro? Like, what? So they look over, and this kid reaches down, and he's like, meh! And he, like, picks it up. And he's, like, making eye contact with Caroline the whole time. She's like, okay, dude. Like, all right. And he's like, oh, wow, that was so easy for me, even though that weight was so heavy. I doubt anyone else could pick it up. And he puts it in his backpack, and he walks away. But he walks away from Caroline towards Andrew, and he stops by Andrew, and he's like, step one complete, Andrew. One more step towards your failure. And for me, I can already think of all the ways that I'm going to be spending your hard-earned $20. And, you know, Andrew's like, all right, dude, like, cool. What? He said, yes, I showed up. The first of three tenets to securing the any lady you want. First, show off your strength. And I did. She saw me pick up that really heavy weight.
And Andrew's like, dude, no disrespect, but that was 2.5 pounds. Like, I don't know if that convinced her.
And he said, silence, you will see that what I am doing is a very carefully strategized, step-by-step operation. You will see, Andrew.
And he, like, storms off. And Andrew turns to his friend. He's like, dude, I almost feel bad taking $20 from this kid. Because at this point, this isn't even a bet. This is just saying, hey, man, I'm going to take $20 from you. That's just how secured Andrew felt at this point, right? So, yeah, stage two of the kid's plan to become the most insane Riz God on planet Earth. Remember, step two is to show off his wealth. So here's the thing. The Riz God has already given up his $20 to the person, the middleman who's holding the bet. So he needs to find another way to show off his immense wealth, right? So the kid isn't really that creative, so he decides to do basically the exact same thing he did for the dumbbell, but with something that you'll see in just a second. This was pretty funny, dude. So anyways, same situation the next day. I think Caroline just had a class around that time, and she also just happened to convene with her friends at that time. And I think Andrew just happened to be walking down there at the same time as well because he had a class. For some reason, the exact same setup as the day before happened. Caroline was at the end of the hallway with her friends. Andrew was walking with one of his friends, and the Riz God himself was walking in with another backpack. And this time, his backpack was completely flat. It looked as if it was entirely empty. This was not the case. So once again, the kid is like, oops, and like intentionally spills his backpack onto the ground for a second time. And once again, he's being super like obvious how loud he's being and like very overdramatic to make sure he gets the attention of Caroline. And Caroline looks over and once again, she's just looking at him like, what, dude? Like, what's going on? And out of his backpack, right? He throws his backpack on the ground. And out of his backpack floats two single $1 bills. And look, you can buy some stuff with a dollar, right? A dollar's not that bad. But it also doesn't, if you have $2, right? No one's going to walk by and be like, man, that guy must be in the top 0.0000001% of income earners. That guy must rival Elon Musk for the amount of wealth and power he has. He has two $1 bills? What? Huh? Okay, look. But the kid, the Riz God himself, he must have been, like, low on cash because he already put his, like, only $20 bill to the bet. And so he had $2 bills, and they kind of floated out very, like, you know how, like, when you drop a piece of paper or, like, a tissue, it kind of floats, like, downwards. It doesn't drop immediately. So, like, the two, like, $1 bills are kind of just floating in the air. And the kid's like, oh, my God, all my great wealth is all over the place right now. Guys, don't steal from me, even though I'm already super rich and it wouldn't matter, but yeah. And, like, people are just, like, staring at him because he's saying this really loud. He's like, oh, no, look at all this money that's coming out of my backpack. Oh, my God. And, like, Caroline looks at it. She's like, okay. Like, okay. Like, dude, okay, whatever. He's like, oh, my God. Wow. So much money is pouring out of my backpack right now. It's actually kind of crazy right now. It's like, dude, that's a lot of money coming out. It's like $2. Look, no disrespect to $2, bro. Like, I knew that in eighth grade, if, like, I had $2 in my pocket, I'd feel kind of like a baller. But also, I feel like I'd understand that flexing two $1 bills super hard is not going to necessarily get the point across that I will, oh, my God, I can buy, oh, girlfriend, I can buy you anything because as long as it's under $2 and you don't ask for anything else after that, then I can buy other than that, I can buy you anything. No, okay. So Caroline sees this, she's like, okay. And the kid, like, puts the $2 bills back into his backpack. But then he pretends to trip again. So the $2 bills, once again, not a $2 bill, that's kind of sick. The two $1 bills, once again, fly out of his backpack. Bro is trying to show it off again. He's trying to rinse and repeat the strategy. But it didn't work the first time. So once again, he's like, oh no. Oh, the money's come out of my backpack again. And at this point, Caroline and her friends just walk away because they're like, this is weird. And this time, he, like, quickly grabs it up because he sees that Caroline isn't seeing it anymore. And once again, the Riz God himself starts to walk towards the subscriber, Andrew, and it's like, show, you must be trembling in your boots right now. And Andrew's like, dude, what are you saying? Like, what? And the Riz God's like, ew, because I have successfully completed 2 of the 3 tenets to guarantee that any lady will fall in love with me. And Andrew's like, yeah, dude, I'm trembling in my boots. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, man. No, you're actually spot on with that. I'm really concerned. Also, if you made it this far into the video, comment dollar down below. It's not going to be Gen Z down below. You guys start guessing the secret word too soon. And if you want to listen on Spotify, the link's in the pinned comment. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to rate the podcast 5 stars. It helps me out in the algorithm on there. So yeah, anyways, it is finally time for the final tenet of getting any woman to fall in love with you 100% accuracy, never, not a scam, no joke, bro. The final tenet. It is finally time. And the Riz God himself is about to perform. So the next day in lunch, he doesn't take the week to ask this girl out, Caroline. He only takes 3 days because 1 day for each tenet, right? He is so confident that he is going to succeed that he just doesn't even wait a week. He doesn't even give himself a week to talk to her. He knows for a fact that these 3 tenets will guarantee that he will achieve the woman of his dreams. Obviously. So anyways, the next day, after the whole $2 incident, we'll call it, lunchtime, Andrew's sitting with his friends, Caroline is sitting with her friends, and Andrew is sitting close enough to Caroline that he could hear conversations a little bit. And if he really tried, he could hear exactly what they're saying. He doesn't, because, like, who cares, bro? They're probably just talking about stuff, like, whatever. Andrew's just talking with his friends. He has no idea that the Riz God himself is about to ask Caroline out in his final 3rd tenet. Which, remember, the final tenet is to prove that you are an Alpha Riz God master, right? So whatever the hell that means. I know. It's not going to be good. That's all I know. I don't know what that means. But what I do know is strap in, buckle up, kids. This is going to be bad. And also, take out your pen and paper and start to jot down notes. Here are the notes. Do not do what this kid does. Okay, that's all you need to take notes on. So let's get into it. So Andrew's sitting with his friends, and he sees that the Riz God himself has entered the lunchroom. And the Riz God himself is entering the lunchroom. And he must have learned that, he must have learned about the peacock, the bird, right? And basically the male peacock gets all dressed up and whatever, gets all not dressed up. Okay, the male peacock is very colorful and fancy to attract, like, the female peacock. So he must have been like, oh, well, I must do the same thing. So bro literally comes in, tie-dye shirt, tie-dye shorts, and somehow got his hands on tie-dye shoes. He must have, like, I don't know, bro must have gone to, like, Riz class from a freaking, I'm actually brain dead. What I call, did I call this? Peacock, dude, I'm so stupid. Live reaction of my brain failing. He must have gone to Riz classes from a freaking peacock, bro. He came in all, like, tie-dye? Are you serious right now? Like, bro, okay, a tie-dye shirt can work, I guess, but don't come in a tie-dye shirt, shoes, socks, underwear, eyeliner, just, bro, what? Anyway, so he comes in. And he walks super, like, weird up to her. Like, he must have seen some, like, this is how alpha males walk. Boom, 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 boom. Like, something really stupid like that. So he's, like, walking up, swinging his arms all strange in his, like, full tie-dye outfit. And Andrew's mouth drops. Because he's like, I knew the $20 were secured, but oh, my God. Anyway, so he goes up. He looks at Caroline. He's like, Caroline, you will go on a date with me right now. Whole lunchroom goes silent. She's, like, looking at him, shocked, too stunned to move or say anything. And Andrew is like, wait, did he just demand that she go on a, what? Dude just demanded that she goes on a date with him. Are you serious right now, bro? What? And the kid's like, yeah, you heard me right, Caroline. You have no choice in this. You are going on a date with me this weekend. And she's like, no. And the kid's like, what?
what? Bro's like, but I did the three tenets. What happened?
Okay. I'm actually gonna blow up my voice, my friends. He's at this point, the Riz God himself is shocked because he's in his head, he's probably thinking, okay, I did tenet one, I showed off my incredible strength, and I did tenet two, I showed off my immense wealth, and I did tenet three by showing my alpha intentionist by asking her out and saying that she has to go out. What happened? What went wrong? What I did forget one of the tenets? One, no, two, no, three. What? Yeah, so basically he's standing there. Everyone's looking at him. Caroline's looking at him. Andrew's looking at him. They're all just looking at each other. They're going, what's going on right now? Yeah, so sure enough, after saying no, the kid's like, that's very funny, Caroline. I knew you were funny and smart and pretty, too. So, no, seriously now. We got on a date this weekend? I mean, you have no choice in it. I'm alpha, so I'm not going to let you have a choice. Caroline's like, what? No. Like, sorry, no disrespect, but no. He's like, what? Okay. I get it. You don't want everyone to know you're going on a date with me because they'd be so jealous. Okay. And she's like, no, I'm not going on a date with you. I'm so sorry. Like, nope, that's not happening. And the kid's like, I see. Like the most sad walk back. And he walks by Andrew's table. And the guy, Ben, who's holding on to the $20, he gives both $20 to Andrew. And Andrew turns to his friends and they shake their heads. They're like, no. Andrew goes up to the kid, gives him his $20 back. And the Riz God is like, but you won the $20. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm sorry. And Andrew's like, bro, it's good. Like, don't worry about it. Like, we shouldn't have made you do that. Like, that was kind of messed up. He said, look, I have some friends that, you know, they have girlfriends. They've done pretty successful. If you really want to know what it takes, we'll help you out, man. And, you know, they they don't really, like, become best friends with the quote-unquote Riz God anymore. But he actually does take them up on the offer, and, like, they give him a little bit of advice, like, bro-to-bro advice. Like, first of all, invest in deodorant, man. We will pay you to invest in deodorant. Right. And the other thing is like, look, you gotta talk to women. He's like, what? You gotta talk to women, man. No way. Yeah, okay. But anyways, eventually the kid doesn't become the Riz God, but he becomes less insane, which